Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Today's program focuses on a common practice for ranchers who want to help their calves' performance during the winter months. Nebraska Extension Specialist Carla Wilkie talks about recent studies that looked at how supplements can affect weight gain and the payoff going into the spring.
In one study, we fed 450-pound steers either no supplement during the winter or about a pound, 2.5 pounds, 3.5 pounds of dried distiller's grains per day. And the gain response on that was very classical, very linear, you know, just a little over 0.5 pound a day, 1 pound a day, 1.5 pounds, and just under 2 pounds a day gain. And then they went and grazed wheat pasture, which would be similar to, you know, in Nebraska where we'd maybe go to spring grass, but you go on then to a higher quality forage. And basically what happened was the calves that were not supplemented at all on range completely compensated 100% or ended up weighing the same at the end of wheat pasture grazing as the calves that only got a pound of supplement and only gained 1 pound per day gain during the winter. So essentially that gain that they got in the winter was pretty much negated because that supplement cost was expensive to the producer because the calves that didn't get supplemented gained the same as those that had gotten supplemented at the lower rate. So you had the same amount of gain, but one group of calves had the cost and the other didn't. But the two groups that were supplemented to gain 1.5 pounds or 1.75 pounds, they maintained their advantage all through the higher quality forage grazing part. So neither the calves on the zero supplementation or the just 1 pound of supplement a day ever caught those calves. So those in that situation, the amount of supplement that was then fed to those calves to get that gain was a good investment because they maintained that advantage. And so basically we did some economics to that and determined that if you were going to sell after the winter grazing, you would have wanted to supplement at the higher rate of gain and try to get the 1.75 pounds. But if you were going on to higher quality forage, then after that, then, you know, the 1.5 pounds more often in more scenarios was the best return. So then another study that I highlighted in the article was a meta-analysis of studies where they looked at six different studies where the rate of gain on 500-pound calves was either 0.5 pound a day or 1.5 pounds a day in the winter. And those calves in all of those studies were then followed through and the summer grazing phase when we expect to see some compensatory gain, and then even through a finishing phase, which was different than the previous study we just talked about. And so what they found in that study was that similar to the first study that we just talked about, the calves that were only supplemented to gain 0.5 pound a day during the winter, they only compensated 37%. So they never did catch those calves all summer that were on the higher rate of gain in the winter. But then interestingly, when they went to the feedlot, those calves that were supplemented clear back in the winter at 1.5 pounds a day gain still maintained an advantage over the ones that were only supplemented supplemented to gain 0.5 pound a day gain.
Today's program was a portion taken from a recent Beef Watch podcast offered by Nebraska Extension. To hear the entire interview as well as many other timely topics, go to beef.unl.edu or download from Apple iTunes. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IANR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.